How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
You can learn what, like, anything you want. Like, I fixed my truck from watching YouTube
Me too.
Videos.
I learned how to put the lights in my Kia.
So many things you can learn. Yeah, just this wealth
of information.
They have
mechanics that'll go, oh, hey, moron, you don't know how to put a light bulb in your car? And I'm like, nope, I do not. And then they show you how to do it. And I did it.
I mean, I'm useless. I'm ashamed because I'm not really a man because there's a lot of these things that I cannot do. Mm-hmm. But I looked it up on YouTube. Like, I had to, this is embarrassing to admit to the listening audience, but I didn't know how to change my windshield wipers out. I had to look up how to do that. Yeah. And I'm ashamed, but now I know how to do it.
Was the video like 13 seconds long?
Yeah, it was about 40 seconds.
Listen.
You flip this thing, push it down. I'm like, oh. Okay.
The last two times I've gotten windshield wipers, number one, my car wash/oil change place I go to in Brandon, and I've been going to for like 20-something years. I just have them do all of it normally. Mm-hmm. But I went to like an AutoZone, and I got windshield wipers, and I went to purchase them, and can somebody like tell me how to put these on? And it was a girl working, right? And she goes, oh, well, we put them on for you if you ask us to. And I go, oh. And then in my head I went, don't make this girl put your windshield wipers on. And then my second thought was,
just because it was a girl?
Yeah, I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But my second thought was, bitch, you can't do this. And I went, I mean, if you want to do it.
You
want
to give it a crack. If you want to, I mean, go for it.
I mean, I can do it, but I know my speed record. If you want to see if you can beat my time, go ahead on out there and do it. Yeah, she did it. And I was like, oh, great. And the same thing happened to me. I was at another, I don't know if it was AutoZone or one of those discount places, but the girl working there, and I told Leah about this, the girl working there looked like the auto parts version of J-Lo. Like, it was one of those where you go, why is this girl working there? And then I was getting a taillight that I needed to have Whitmore put in because there was no shot I could do it, right? And I go, yeah, so I'm just going to have my buddy put this in, you know, because I'm not really a man when it comes to car stuff. And she goes, oh, I'll put it in for you. And I was like, nah, J-Lo, we're good. And she goes, no. And she just walks out there, says, pop your trunk, boom, 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 bam, bam, bam. She puts it in. And I'm like, okay. And then I went to tip her, you know, because I tip everybody for everything. She goes, no, we don't take your money. No. And I went, I need to do something nice for you. And she's like, nope, it's a pleasure to serve you. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I was like, I immediately called Leah. I go, J-Lo just put my taillight in. Like, it was the weirdest. I felt so, like, emasculated but happy at the same time.
I'm happy to learn that you're a wuss, too, with this stuff.
Dude, look at these hands. Find a callus. Yeah. Ain't going to happen, brother. Ain't going to happen.
It's amazing, too, because my father is he's like a carpenter. He grew up, you know, like a cabinet maker. And whenever he does his, he like buys a house, he just renovates the kitchen, like builds the cabinets.
Neat.
He does great work. It's
good.
Fantastic. And I was like, man, I wish I could do this type of stuff.
And
he goes, son, you have it in you. You have my genes. And I'm like, no, I don't,
nah,
dude.
Bro.
Like, I know my capacity for things and what I'm good at and what I'm not. Mm. Anything that requires some sort of, like, I'm not dumb.
No.
But I'm not.
Handy.
I just don't have the, I don't have
I can
that.
Do little things. Like,
I can do little things.
I built end tables for our house that my dogs
That's pretty impressive.
But it was so easy. I saw it, like, on.
Did you build them or did you put it together?
Listen.
Okay.
It was like a Pinterest thing or something I saw, right? But basically, they're wine crates. And then you go to Home Depot and buy little table legs. And then you just drill them into the wine crates and you make a little wine crate end table. And then you take the what do you call it? The glossy stuff.
The polyurethane.
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah. And you put a coating on it, you know, so it's not all, you know, dumb and yucky. And then boom, you have an end table. I did it. I did it like a champ. My girl was proud of me. She's like, oh, Bob Vila, come have sex with me. I was so happy. But now, like, you know, Piper, she's chewed like one of them in half. You know, they're pretty flimsy. They don't match our furniture. You know, now I look at them, I'm like, ugh, that's your big accomplishment, you fat a-hole. Yeah.
That's impressive, though. I mean, it is like anything like that. Though you build it, and you must get like satisfaction.
Oh yeah,
from it too.
I built a herb garden out of a pallet. Right, I built these like I made these little shelves in the bottom of the pallet, and like broke the put the boards right and all that. And I was like, yeah, and I was growing herbs in it. And within like I don't know 2 months, the bottoms fell out, and the herbs just fell on the ground, and then bugs took over it. Now I have a broken pallet on my patio. It's really nice, you know. So if anybody needs one, I just gave away a pallet. I had another one because I was going to build another one. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I've always worked my ass off so that I can pay the people that are good at doing things.
Yeah.
Like I have a lawn guy now. I've always had a lawn guy because I can mow my own lawn. But there are people that are really good at it, and they deserve it. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's a really easy job, though. I mean, you can do just as good of a job.
I can't because they come out there with
tools.
They come out with a team. Yeah. One guy has a lawnmower the size of a Buick, right?
Yeah.
And he just kills like our half acre yard like it's nothing. Another guy's got a blower. Another guy's trimming the hedges. Like they come out there and it's like a NASCAR pit crew. They're in my yard for like 30 seconds and it's over. I would be out there the whole weekend being bit by bugs, screaming, cussing, having to go buy gas, pulling the goddamn string on my lawnmower. I don't want to do this anymore. And I wish I would just spend $100 a month. Instead of going through that, I just spend $100 a month. Clark, what up, kid?
Hey, how's it going? Listening to you guys after working out at O'Reilly's all night, as always.
Oh, Clarky lives in Sebring. Yeah. What's going on, dude?
Well, I live in Wachula, close
same,
to
it's really the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Anyway, yeah, so about the windshield wipers and the headlights and taillights, we definitely do that for you guys, no problem at all.
Do we have to tell you that we have vaginas, or will you do it knowing that we have, normal working penises?
No, we tend to assume that most people are born with both body parts, so we just treat everyone the same there.
Okay.
I just wanted to learn myself. I know that you can buy them there and you guys will throw them on, no problem, but I wanted to do it. You know, I wanted to learn how to do this stuff.
I just thought maybe I had to walk up to the counter and go, I'm sorry, Clark, but I was born without a
penis,
and I really need you to take care of my windshield wipers. and then you say something really, really nice like,
shut up, bitch.
And then I just go outside and I put them on upside down and I die in a rainstorm.
Thankfully, you don't have to mention your penis or its size, and we'll put them on for you, no problem.
It's not getting solved.
And, I'll tell you what. I went to school to learn as much as I could about cars, and there are still a couple wiper blades that trip me up. So don't feel too bad.
Okay, that makes me feel.
Have you ever learned to fix something on one of your cars via YouTube?
Yes, I need a patch on my shirt that says YouTube certified. I really do.
Seriously, dude, I've learned to cook so many good things on YouTube. Like I'll throw down in the kitchen. Just from YouTube tutorials. Now, I do hang out with real chefs, and I do get pointers from them. But, man, between watching every Food Network show that's ever been aired and YouTube, I mean, I've won cooking competitions. I'm just saying. I beat Jane Castor in the macaroni and cheese cook-off. She knows. You know what I mean?
There's definitely several cars I've fixed thanks to YouTube. If it weren't for YouTube, I probably would not have made as much money as I have.
There you go. Well, thanks, Clark. Thanks for still listening to us, buddy. Really appreciate you representing, man.
Yeah, hey, found out the other day that our maiden truck driver that delivers to all of our stores in the area, he listens to you guys, keeps it on 102.5 all day, every day.
I don't care about the rest of the day, but I really appreciate him listening from 9 to 1 o'clock in the morning. Really, really appreciate it. What's his name? Let me give him a shout out.
That's actually really good.
Shut up, bitch.
Real good friend of yours. Real good friend of yours, Clark. What a piece of crap.
I only see him for like 5 minutes a night.
You should YouTube how to be a better friend. I'm just kidding. Thanks, Clark. Later, pal.
Love you guys.
Yeah, bye. You too, man. That guy's awesome. I had something. I was going to say that when I started my podcast, 10 years ago or whatever. Actually, yeah, it was 10 years ago, 2010. I started doing my very own podcast after co-hosting one for a few years. And the guy that was hosting the podcast would not show me how to start my own, the technical side of it. He's like, nah, man, you got to learn on your own, dude. I'm not going to help you be my competition. And he had moved it out to L.A. And I was like, all right, douche. So I went to YouTube in 2010, and two fat British kids showed me how to put my whole studio together. I'm talking 13 years old, and I felt like a moron, but they were good. And I, piece by piece, I bought all the equipment on Amazon and everything else, bought everything I needed, and I just watched these two fat little Campbell's kids
with the cutest accents. These two little swollen Harry Potters are like, all right, now what you got to do, you go to Lipson.com and start a survey. You know, and I'm like, okay, fatty. That's how I learned, YouTube.